right. You know, just again about the game yesterday. You know, I don't know that I gotta, you know, rehash everything that we talked about last night after the game. But you know, ultimately, what I thought this game boiled down to is they ran the ball on us when they wanted to run the ball on us, and that's a mentality. We got to change that. We got to be better there. You know, third down is an area that we got to continue to work to improve on. We were not very good on offense on third down. They were very good offensively on third down. Kept drives alive. Won the time of possession battle because they were able to run the football, because they were able to convert third downs. We got to get out to a faster start. You know, defensively, we've given up points on the first drive, and that's got to stop. We got to come out faster. We got to play better early in the game. Obviously, the turnovers were a critical factor in the game. You know, you're looking at a 14-0 game, moving the ball into scoring territory. You throw an interception, they run it back to the 20 or 30 yard line, and put themselves in field goal position. You know, and it totally changes the you know, the momentum of the game. I mean, if you're able to punch that in and get some points on the board there, there's a different feel about that football game. So a lot of things that we got to get corrected, a lot of things we got to get better at. It's time for us to do it, okay? Talk's cheap. We need to make improvement. We need to make improvement fast. I did see some positive things in the game. I still continue to see a lot of growth out of Derek Carr. I think he's going to be something special. We need to continue to have guys to be able to step up around him to help him. I thought I saw an improvement up front offensively. You know, we went into a game plan and said we need to take J.J. Watt out of the game, and I thought for the most part we were able to do that, with exception of the one play late in the game. You know, I thought we were able to run the ball effectively. We had, you know, we averaged 5.9 per rushing attempt, so I thought that was a positive. You know, obviously I thought, you know, defensively, you know, after the first two drives we kind of settled down a little bit and played a little bit better. You know, got put in some tough situations as the game went on, but I thought we played a little bit better defensively. Still not up to the standard that we got to play at. So, like I said, we've got a lot of getting better to do. We need to do that quickly, and it starts this week.
After the game, Charles Woodson just flat out said, "We suck." Is that disappointing to hear from a veteran, a leader that's supposed to help keep this team together?
I think that's something that's spoken out of frustration. You know, when you watch Charles Woodson play in that game and the effort that he gave in that game, the passion in which he played in that game, it's a tough pill to swallow, you know, when you go out there and don't perform like you're capable of performing. He gave everything he had in that game, and you know, we got to get more guys playing like that.
How do you go about getting the answer when you as a coach and all your other coaches have put in all the hours that you have? And I'm sure that if you thought there was more that you guys could do, then you would. So you think you have that covered. Then it has to go down to, and if you're happy with all the players you have, so what is the answer? How do you go about finding that? Are you past a coaching point, you know, that the coaching is the problem?
Here's what we got to do. We got to change the mindset.
Yeah, but this is the third year. Hadn't you changed that the first year?
It's obviously not where it needs to be yet. Right. You know, you can't allow a team to just run the football down the field on you. That's got to change. And like I told the players today, run defense is a mentality. Okay, run defense is about lining up across from somebody, hitting them in the mouth, knocking them back, getting off a block, and making a play. That's what run defense is all about. And until we get to that point where we understand that, then we're not going to be very good at run defense.
So is it about changing it again, or is it keep hammering the point?
Well, you
got
to continue to hammer the point. I mean, now listen, you know, this is a totally new group than the group that we had last year. It's a totally new group than the group that we had the year before. You know, we got to get a better mindset that we're going to go out and try to dominate and playing and letting a team run up and down the field on you early in a game is not acceptable.
The veterans you guys brought in, you sort of brought in the veterans on defense to change that mindset in the offseason. Why has that not?
I think it's a process that takes some time. You know, it's a process that takes some time, and I don't care how many veterans you have. You know, these guys got to learn to play together. You know, and changing that thought process and that mentality that, you know, that ultimately resides in me and being able to get that done. So we're going to continue to work. We're two games into the season. All right, we've got 14 games left, but we need to improve. We need to get better, and it's going to start this week.
What are you seeing in terms of run defense? Are guys out of there? Are they not playing assignment sound? Are they getting pushed around some? Is there mixed?
Probably a little bit of both.
Okay.
You know, probably a little bit of both. You know, we got to do a better job fundamentally of being able to get off of blocks. Being able to make plays when we get the opportunity, and then we got to do a better job of making sure that we're, you know, we're fitting everything exactly right, you know, we'll look at that this week, and we'll make sure that we're putting guys in the right positions and get them coached up and play better run defense.
You guys were blitzing a lot less than you did last year. Is that because of your faith in the front four, or is that something you look back on and question now, or what's been the strategy there?
No, I don't look back on it and question it. I mean, you know, we're going to do what we feel like is going to give us an opportunity to have success. Blitzing is not necessarily the way to stop the run game. You know, you actually open yourself up to a few more things when you begin to do that to stop the run. You need to be able to play base defense to stop the run.
Well, I was talking about stop the run. I was talking about, just in general, talking about, like, you didn't get much pressure on it either. So I was talking about, in general, why you guys have changed your philosophy from last year to this year. It was because of the front four you have now in place.
Yeah, well, you know, I think when you go back and you look at the number, we may not be bringing the different numbers of guys, but I think each game plan is going to be different. You're going to look at each game plan and each one of them is going to be different.
But can you, with the inability to stop the run, can you anticipate probably teams are going to keep coming at you until you?
I would.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
You know, until we prove that we can stop it, you're going to keep seeing it.
Yeah.
So we got to prove we can stop it.
Any updates on Streeter or C.L. Moore?
Both of them had an MRI today. I haven't got the results back on that. But so really nothing new than what I had last night.
Do you expect Roach to be back this week?
I have no idea.
What did you see in Derek Carr during the evaluation process, and what are you seeing from him now? What do you attribute his pocket presence, his command of the huddle? Where does all this come from him?
I think he's just been around the game for a long time, and I think, you know, I would attribute some of that to, you know, watching his brother play in the National Football League and spending some time, you know, some extra time with him. I think he does a great job of understanding protections. And he's obviously a very talented player, and he's going to do nothing but get better. So I've seen this guy grow from, you know, in leaps and bounds, and I think he's going to – I think he's got a chance to be a special player.
What was his mistake on the first interception?
You know, it's kind of a little combination of you know, you'd like for Mike Rivera to kind of bend that thing back in a little bit, and I think some of it's just getting used to, you know, Derek does a pretty good job of getting back, getting set up, delivering the ball on time, delivering the ball with accuracy, you know. So I think that's part of, you know, those guys working together to understand exactly where, you know, where you got to be on each play.
How do you address this? Inexplicable errors like the one from James Jones and the one from Rivera, two sure-handed guys that just leave the ball on the ground.
Yeah, you got we got to have respect for the football. You know, we're not good enough to overcome those type of mistakes. All right, we've got to do a better job of protecting the football. It's going to start in practice. All right, we got to do a better job of emphasizing it, making that point, and players have to do a better job of taking it to heart and making sure we practice better ball security, because turn the ball over four times, you're not going to win very many games.
Going through the normal process that you do after every game, I wonder if there are more meetings with Reggie or perhaps with Mark Davis, or you know, or do you guard against making too much out of it?
Yeah, there hasn't been anything any more than what we would normally do. Again, like I said, I mean, we're 2 weeks into the season, but at the same time, you don't want to bury your head in the sand. Mm-hmm. You know, we've got to get better, and we need to do it fast.
And can you get that accomplished with the group of guys you have here, or do you need more help from elsewhere, from anywhere?
Yeah, well, there's no saviors that come in during this time of year. You know, I mean, yeah, we can get it accomplished with the guys that we have here, and we need to do that.
Yep, 19 snaps for Marcel Reese. Is there? You paid him a lot of money last year to come back and be a leader of the team. And this happens with him every once in a while. I guess it's a situational thing in your packages and stuff. But can you get him the ball in more often? Do you want to try to do that, or is it just?
Yeah,
the way it works,
you know,
out?
I think that's something that you always look at, and you know, again, you can't always dictate, especially in the passing game. There's a couple plays that were dialed up for him to hopefully get the football, and it didn't work that. Didn't work that way. We'll go back and look at it. And Marcel's a player that we think can help us, and we'll try to use him the best that we can and give us a chance to have success.
Are guys in defense going for the fumble at the cost of tackling sometimes? Is it maybe that issue?
That's showed up a couple of times. But really, the breakdowns in the run defense, it starts up front with the front seven, and too many times the ball's getting back to the third level of defense, back on the safeties and corners, and we need to stop that, on the first level of the defense.
You talked about the run defense being a mindset, but maybe third down defense as well. It seems like you guys have done a decent job of getting third and six and more.
We've gotten them to third down, and in the game the other day, we got them to third down, and we had some opportunities to make some plays. We were in position to make some plays, and we didn't make them, sometimes they make the play and you don't. But we've got to go back and try to look and see what we can do to help our guys be able to finish the play a little bit better and give them some credit. All right, the touchdown to in the third quarter, I thought Chimney was in. I mean, I thought he was in good position. I thought they made a hell of a throw and a catch on that particular play, one of the early third downs in the game. You know, we tipped the ball, and they ended up catching it for a first down. So that was a little bit of a kind of a fluke play, but. We've got to be able to get off the field on third down. We've played probably 30 to 40 extra plays in the last couple of games just because we haven't gotten off the field on third down.
I know you work with Jason on the play calling. Do you get more involved at this point, or can you do more?
I think we're going to look at whatever we have to do to get it fixed.
Does that include mixing up the personnel a little bit more and finding new fits?
Yeah, I think we're going to look at everything.
Could you take a greater role in actually calling plays?
Listen, we're going to look at everything and see what we got to do to make sure we play better.
So that's an option, I guess.
Yeah.
We haven't talked about it.
Okay.
I feel confident in the guys that I have calling plays.
Okay.
But we're gonna look at everything.
What happened on the Watt touchdown?
We missed it. we kind of knew it was coming, and it was just poor execution on our part. We just didn't execute.
Anything more, guys?
How'd you think McFadden did yesterday?
I thought he ran the ball hard. I thought he looked explosive. And that was good to see. And hopefully we'll be able to continue to get him some more opportunities.
You guys have Vincent Brown in for a tryout today?
What's that?
Vincent Brown, did you guys bring him
in? Yeah, I'm not going to get into personnel issues.